Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. And on the line, I have a very special prize for our listeners. It's Mr. Brad Sherwood. Brad, how you doing?
Well, hello to you, sir.
It is wonderful to hear you. You know, I was looking over your bio, and what a wonderful career you've had. It's even going to get better. An awful lot of our listeners here in Northern Arizona already know you, of course, from Whose Line Is It Anyway? But what really surprised me was here we have a Chicago boy who gets his bachelor's in fine arts, heads for Los Angeles, and your first acting gig is a recurring role on L.A. Law?
Can you believe it? I did 6 episodes.
Isn't that something? My gosh.
Yes,
wow.
It was my first drama, and it was my last drama.
I gather you prefer comedy.
I think people prefer me in comedy, and yes, I prefer it overall. The world sorts you out to what you do best, usually, and they sent a clear message that I should stick with being funny.
So, in other words, Brad, every actor will agree that dying is easy, comedy can be hard?
It's true. Luckily, I've gotten good enough at it that it doesn't feel difficult to me now. It's kind of a scary prospect to go on stage and not know what's going to happen. But for us, it's kind of a martial art. We're good at it now, so we're good at chopping the boards with our feet.
You say tell us about your comedy partner who will be coming with you to the Yavapai College next Saturday.
Yes, so we do a two-man show. He's a little Canadian man called Colin Mockery. He doesn't have much hair. He's been on pretty much every episode of Whose Line for the last 30 years, mm-hmm. So people will remember him. I just try to get him out of the house as much as possible. His family just likes him to be on the road. So, you know, I do them a service. I'm sort of like his parole officer, as
mm-hmm.
it were.
Yeah. Now, how did you two first decide to take this on the road?
Well, we were performing with all the gang from Whose Line in a show. We used to do Vegas every year during Super Bowl, but there were 10 of us. So, you'd get on stage, you'd do a game, and then you'd sit on the stools for, 3 games, and then you'd get up and do another game. So imagine, everybody was sort of like on the bench for most of the show. So, I was doing a two-man show in comedy clubs around the country, and I said, hey, Colin, would you like to do this in theaters? I have a formula that kind of works pretty well, and we started about 17 years ago, and we've been doing it ever since.
And, with you and Colin taking this show live, not only on television for so many years, but also on the concert tour, it's called Scared Scriptless. And I think anybody who has ever tried to do stand-up can identify with that, because I was assigned to do a comedy routine during a talent show years ago when I found out that night on stage that flop sweat is projectile.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There's nothing that opens up your pores like a good hot salsa or dying on stage.
Oh, my goodness. And, as much courage as it takes for anybody to do public speaking, because a lot of people say that's what scares them, to get up on stage in front of hundreds or thousands of strangers or millions on TV and do this live without a script and completely as it comes to you, I don't know how you do it. What's your secret?
I think you just get to a place where you enjoy the fear and the unknown, mm-hmm. and you just go out there with a confidence that between you and the other guys that you trust on stage, you are going to make it funny. We got 5 or 4 people thinking funny things. Somebody's bound to say something funny, mm-hmm. even if the thing that you said was okay. You might have said a joke that didn't work, and now it's just a setup for someone else's joke. So it's that's the safety net. Is between the 4 of you, you're going to dig yourself out pretty quickly.
And because this is live, and because it is stream of consciousness, I imagine you have really got to be up on all the breaking news, all the pop culture stuff, and really be able to handle any kind of question or statement, don't you?
Yeah, it's I try to keep up on stuff. We don't make our show, our live show, the two of us, you know, it's all improv, and we bring audience members up, and we ask them for the suggestions. But we try to stay away from, like, super political stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We always say that, you know, people come here for 2 hours to get away from all that, so we're not going to just, you know, depress them and talk politically and split them straight down the middle based on their political beliefs. So we try to make it sort of a goofy show where we get suggestions, you know, local stuff from them and occupations and weird situations. And I think that's what they really enjoy. The evening is an escape from, you know, all that we have to worry about in the world, and it seems like we're worrying about even more right now.
Now, you've also hosted contemporary versions of classics like The Dating Game and Greg Kinnear's Talk Soup. You've been a panelist on To Tell the Truth, Hollywood Squares, Chelsea Lately, VH1's I Love the 80s. What is it like behind the scenes of a game show?
Well, it was really cool to do those when I was guesting on those ones that have been around for years, and when I got to host The Dating Game, because I grew up watching all these game shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of fun to be part of the legacy of something so long-standing, and especially since I was a kid watching The Dating Game with Jim Lang,
yep.
And then all of a sudden I'm hosting it. So there's a special sort of thrill and feeling in part of something, I don't want to say important, but, you know, social. You know, that has a history for yourself. You know, it's kind of like when people get to, you know, in sports, they get to end up playing with someone that was their idol when they were a kid, or or being a musician, and then you get to rock out with somebody who you grew up listening to their albums. It's sort of the same kind of thing for someone who works in TV.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Jim Lang and The Dating Game, because if you remember the 1960s and 70s version on ABC with Jim Lang, whenever the guests would come out, they would play one of the Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass songs. And,
yes.
And Herb Alpert was on the stage that you'll be taking here next Saturday. He was there just 2 weeks ago. In fact, I interviewed him on this show just a few weeks ago, and he mentioned those days with The Dating Game and other game shows and stuff that used his music. So I have to ask you, as a kid growing up, who were the comedians you admired?
That is an excellent question, and I have very good answers. I watched television through my entire childhood. I was an only child, so I kind of was raised by television. And I watched the Andy Griffith Show. So Don Knotts was one of my all-time favorite comedians. Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show also made me laugh hysterically. And Art Carney from The Honeymooners. Those three guys were sort of the pillars of what I found funny. They were all goofy. They were all hilarious. They were all the sidekick who, basically stole the show from everybody else. And, then of course, as I got older, then my next new influences were like Monty Python, and all those guys did big sort of characters, which translates well into a live improv show for us, because we're in situations where we're playing not just ourselves sometimes, and, we really are at the mercy of the audience, because we're bringing audience members up on stage in our live show, and only volunteers. So anybody that is thinking of coming to the show but is terrified of coming on stage, you will not be dragged on stage, I guarantee it.
Because that would scare people, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely, and understandably. People are afraid they're going to look silly.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is, the first time we ask for volunteers, they're a little hesitant, in the first game that we do. And then afterwards, everybody wants to get up on stage because they realize, oh, it's fun, it's goofy, it's a safe place, and we're not here to make them look ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're here to sort of let them be in control of us, and so knowing that they're in control makes them feel a lot braver, because it's all about kind of torturing us on stage as opposed to us torturing them, because we're not like stand-ups. Stand-ups kind of attack audience members and kind of put them in their place, and we do the opposite. We sort of take them on the adventure with us.
Brad, were you ever a fan of Johnny Carson's Tonight Show?
Oh, I mean, I probably saw every episode for a certain amount of time in my childhood, every single night, yes.
Yeah, and
Doc Severinsen and Ed McMahon and just, you know, even the guest hosts and, oh gosh, I remember all the classics, the Hatchet and, you know.
Johnny's monologues was when he was bombing and hearing crickets, and then
Doc
would start playing Tea for Two, and Johnny would do the soft shoe because maybe you'll like this if you won't laugh at my jokes. And he was hilarious when he was bombing.
Yeah, the comments that he would make and the faces and the asides that he would give after a joke fell flat were funnier than any of the monologues, jokes. So he could sell it and wring the comedy out of it, even when, you know, the writers had written one that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a skill.
Now, with the success that you and Colin have had with Scared Scriptless, let me ask you this. How much of your success, say, comes down to preparation, anticipation, and simple comedic chemistry?
Well, I mean, comedic chemistry is great, but, you know, as a purist of improv, you should be able to work with anyone. And we do, because we bring audience members up on stage. And they have zero background in performing or anything.
Yeah.
And we're taking what they give us and turning it into something funny. So you're basically working with a civilian who has no improv skill and doing an improv show. So as much as chemistry is great, you know, if you look at it really from the artistic standpoint, you should be able to work with anything. Someone should be able to write a sentence on a piece of paper, and you can turn that into a scene or a musical or whatever. So you shouldn't rely on, gosh, I hope what they do is funny, because that's not their job.
Mm-hmm.
What their job is to just say whatever they think is in their mind, and then you have to turn it into something funny.
You know, that sounds like something that you'd be great at if you were a man on the street interviewer for a news show.
I would love to do stuff like that. You know, and many, I've hosted a lot of, you know, pilots and game shows and things that didn't quite take off.
Mm-hmm.
But that was always one of my skill sets, to be sort of the guy on the street. And, you know, I did a show called The Smartest Guy in Town, which was, we went to a small town and then pulled people off the street and started asking them questions, and from that we were culling the contestants for a game show that we then winnowed down by the end of the week into three players who competed in a regular style game show in the center of town, outdoors in a park.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a perfect example of me using that man on the street thing to sort of create the whole game show for the week.
Now, this entire show is driven by audience participation, right?
Completely, yes. We bring about 10 audience members up per show throughout the show, and they're driving all the scenes and games with suggestions either right off the top and sometimes throughout the game as we progress. So I've made the analogy in the past that we sort of hand the keys of the car to the audience,
mm-hmm.
and they drive us where they want to go, and it's our job to make it a funny journey.
Has anybody ever caught you completely off guard, leaving you speechless on the stage?
All the time. I mean, you know, Colin and I are constantly sort of setting traps for each other to make each other laugh the whole time. And, you know, pretty much every few moments you are speechless for a moment while your brain is trying to come up with something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time you get a laugh, great, you just got a laugh, but there's nothing planned behind that. So it's like, that was funny, now what? So you're constantly in a moment of now what throughout the entire evening.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to be comfortable with that space.
Because mm-hmm.
you're never on cruise control. You're never heading toward this thing that you know you're going to get to that's always funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and you sort of have to embrace that if you're a true improviser, is to just enjoy jumping out of that airplane or going into that dark cave and seeing what you're going to see.
And, Brad, as a comedian, as somebody who grew up, worshiping comedians like me, I have to ask you this. A few years ago, Esquire magazine did an interview with Joan Rivers, a very revealing interview about how comedians think. And she said when two comics get together and they exchange their best jokes, they don't laugh. If they're really good, they point at each other and go, "Now that's good." Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. It's very familiar. You know, my wife often, we're watching something funny on TV, she's like, "You never laugh." And it's because I'm absorbing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like a surgeon watching someone else do surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's your science. It's your art and your science. And you are absorbing what makes that funny. What is the payoff? Is it the reverse reveal of what it was? Or is it something absurd? Is it the timing? Or is it a wordplay? And so you're never really laughing. You're just always on input to go, gosh, and you sort of tear it apart inside your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I digest it like a fine steak, you know, when it's a really good joke. It's like, that was good, savor, 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 but I'm not laughing. So a lot of people think we don't think things are funny, and that's not the case. We just we just enjoy it in a different way.
You know, that's almost exactly what Louis Anderson told me about 3 months ago, because he was performing here, the same place you will be next Saturday. And he said, no, the reason we don't laugh is this is our craft, and we take it very, very seriously. And when we hear somebody come up with a great line, we go, wow, how'd they do that? Does that sound familiar too?
I never say how they do that. I just sort of, I look at the structure, almost like I'm looking at the joke like a building.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, that's got, this is the base of that, the foundation of this joke is this, and then this is how you garnish it, and then it finishes at the top. And this is why that is such a good structure.
You know, in the movie Deadpool 2, there's a scene where Ryan Reynolds, as Deadpool, stares at the camera, breaks the fourth wall, and says, now that's just lazy writing. Is it possible for you to watch a TV or movie comedy and just separate yourself and be a fan and laugh? Or do you very subtly judge and dissect what you're watching?
I can escape into movies better than most other types of things. Like, for example, Deadpool, I think I laughed out loud nonstop through both of them. They're just, I would rather watch that kind of a superhero movie than any of the real kind.
Yeah.
I prefer the deconstructed making fun of the genre.
Sure.
For just about anything, because that's kind of what we do in our show, is we deconstruct things and make fun of archetypes. And, yes, Deadpool and Deadpool 2 are such great movies. Maybe not for everybody, because they're pretty dark and kind of dirty for an action film kids, obviously, but just brilliant.
Hey, speaking of kids, can we bring our kids to your show?
You can. You know, we say that, you know, because the audience is the ones yelling out suggestions, content-wise, we're never dropping F-bombs or going for stuff that's blue or overly sexual. Mm-hmm. We just don't do that because we have training from being on Who's Line for so many years on network TV. But, you know, anything that would even be slightly sort of double entendre would go over a kid's head. But, yes, there's never content that would be like, oh, my child, it's not, we always say it's not the Teletubbies, but you could bring kids of any age to our show.
One last question for you, Brad. Almost every comedian can talk about a really, really bad job or a really bad gig he had to put up with prior to becoming successful. Are there any nightmarish work or comedy situations you've had to endure before now?
Well, they ran the gamut. I worked as a ranch hand on a cattle ranch where we rounded up cattle, and I had to throw hay bales up a pickup truck in a field as stampeding cattle were coming towards us, and we once hit a bump, and I fell off the truck with a hay bale in my hand as I was leaning over the side and had to, like, scramble back onto the truck before all these Brahma bulls got to me. So that was one. I was also a singing waiter, which is a different kind of nightmare because you're running in between serving enchiladas to people and then having to go sing a song for them. So you've got a table that is waiting for their food, and you know it's in the kitchen, but you have to sing, and so they're kind of looking at you like, I'd rather eat than listen to you sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like, finish your song, run into the kitchen, and bring them their food, like, sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I was also a security guard when I first moved out to L.A. Before I started acting successfully. And, yeah, that was fun. I was on the top floor of a skyscraper in downtown L.A. in my first month living there, and was there for an earthquake at 6 in the morning all by myself on the top floor, and I thought, this is going to be like Towering Inferno, except the building's going to crack, and I'm going to look out the window as I fall to the street level.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying, because I also didn't know how buildings were structurally sound at that point, having not lived in an earthquake zone.
Well, I also waited tables, and I used to bring the wine list before the menu, because the more they drank, the better the service seemed. So,
on
that note, we want to remind our listeners that there are only a few tickets remaining. You're going to have a sold-out house by next Saturday at the Yavapai. At the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. That is March 21st at 7:30. It will be Brad Sherwood and Colin Mockery. By the way, Brad, have you played this area before, Prescott, Arizona?
We haven't played Prescott, but we played a lot of areas in Arizona, and we've done dozens of corporates in and around the Phoenix Scottsdale area.
Yeah. The reason I ask is a lot of our first-time performers make the mistake of coming out on stage and saying, "Good evening, Prescott." And So we look forward to you coming out to the to Prescott at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center next Saturday, the 21st at 7:30 with Colin. Get your tickets if there are any left at 776-2000. Going online to ycpac.com. Brad Sherwood, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. You and Colin, knock 'em dead next Saturday.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
You bet. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too.
And that is, of course, Brad Sherwood from Whose Line Is It Anyway? He will be in town a week from Saturday. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk to Alex Yee from ERAU about a wonderful international festival coming up very shortly. You'll hear from Alex in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida, and all places in between to talk about the issues of the day. This Sunday night live, we talk about what was and what lies ahead. Bill Cunningham, the great American. I am a great American. Live with you every Sunday night.
Sunday Night Live with Bill Cunningham from 8 to 11 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as you know, I'm the movie critic, of course, for Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. I want to remind you that today is your last chance to see a few movies that'll be leaving the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley to make room for this weekend's new ones. Those films airing or screening today for the last time include the Will Ferrell, Julia Louis-Dreyfus bomb Downhill, creator Equal, Clarence Thomas, excuse me, in his own words, that airs today for the last, in fact, it already has aired, I believe, screened for the last time at the Harkins. Also, Parasite, the Oscar winner for Best Picture, Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, and then yesterday was the last day for the Japanese manga movie My Hero Academia, Heroes Rising. That was a strange booking. And the new movies that they're making room for include Emma, period. Don't forget the period. Also, The Way Back with Ben Affleck. And the Pixar animated Onward. Now, Onward features, and remember, this is a Disney Pixar film. One of the characters in Onward is a purple lesbian police officer who is a Cyclops unicorn. Yeah, you heard it here first. also the Ben Affleck film, The Way Back. If you saw the movie Hoosiers, the classic with Gene Hackman about the down and out basketball coach who brings Hickory High School to the state championship, and kind of redeems the mistakes of his life. Well, there was a character in that movie played by Dennis Hopper. He was essentially the town drunk, and he had been a high school basketball hero in Hickory, Indiana, and he was kind of hanging around the basketball games trying to pick up on the old glory. Well, Gene Hackman spots him and tries to help him back on the road. Well, if Gene Hackman in Hoosiers had instead had a heart attack and been replaced behind the bench by the Dennis Hopper character, you would have the movie The Way Back. That's pretty much it, folks, right there. And it's actually a pretty good performance by Ben Affleck, but you've probably seen this film before if you've seen Hoosiers, because, of course, the high school team is a bunch of losers, and they're a mismatched group of motley kids, and Affleck, of course, gets them to all play like teammates and be a team and win and bring him back to redemption. So, proving once again there aren't that many fresh ideas in Hollywood. Hey, I wonder how the people at this electronics manufacturing company in Tempe feel. They've been in business for 40 years. They grossed over $5 million in 2019. The name of the company is COVID. You've probably heard that name lately because the CDC named the coronavirus COVID-19. Now, you know, maybe the COVID folks can talk to the people at Corona Beer, see how they're handling it. Or the folks who used to market that diet suppressant candy. Remember, they would advertise, lose weight without diet or exercise with AIDS. A-Y-D-S, the caramel diet candy. Maybe someday the people at Hormel Meat Company who market Spam will learn their lesson too. Stay tuned. We've got news and weather coming up in just a moment, and then a talk with Alex Yee about the International Festival. You know, it was kind of snowed out last year. It'll be fine this year. That'll be coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Imagine for a second, only two stooges, or only two musketeers, or two wise men. Oh no, that's just not right. And that's how we felt. This is Bob Bean with Affinity RV. We're so pleased to announce the grand reopening of our third location in Dewey by giving you more choices to fit your lifestyle and budget. Good things really do come in threes. Our Dewey location features Forest River Cherokee, Wolfpack, and Wolf Pups, and Winnebago Travel Trailers and Fifth Wheels. Our Prescott Valley location features Grand Design and Lance Travel Trailers, Fifth Wheels, and Toy Boxes. And at our Prescott location, we feature a full line of Jayco and Winnebago motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels, along with many select new and pre-owned RVs on Red Tag Row. Stop in and see us. You'll find grand reopening special pricing with dealer and factory incentives at all three locations. The power of three is at Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for over 23 years. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just before we cut to local and regional news, I want to remind you that with the time change coming up Sunday morning around the rest of the country as they go to daylight saving time, and we won't, keep in mind that that does affect our morning syndicated programming that we get from the Salem Radio Network. So starting Monday, you will hear Brian Kilmeade, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka an hour earlier than you're used to. That'll be Brian Kilmeade from 6 to 9, Dennis Prager from 9 to 12, Sebastian Gorka from 12 to 2. So that's an extra hour of Gorka for you starting this Monday with the time change. Just a few minutes ago, I mentioned the new Disney Pixar film Onward. There's a parents movie site called Movie Guide. It's really, really informative, and it lets you know which movies you might and might not want to let your kids see, and they're very, very careful about what your kids are going to be exposed to. Sometimes they err a little too much on the side of caution, but that's for the parent to judge. Anyway, on the movie Onward, now mind you, this is a Disney Pixar film. It's kind of like the Pixar film Cars meets Hogwarts meets The Hobbit, okay? It's a charming film in a lot of ways. Any two brothers who don't get along really need to see this movie. Well, anyway, Movie Guide is the name of the website. Movie Guide says for parents, they should know this. Under the category dominant worldview, they warn parents, and I stress warn, a female character makes a comment about her, quote, girlfriend. Under the category foul language, no foul language, but a character says, dang those kids! Under sex, there's no sexual immorality. However, a married couple kisses. And under miscellaneous immorality, I guess there is such a category, they warn you that a character plays a scratch-off lottery ticket at a gas station. Gambling. And then it closes by saying, for all its positive content, Onward does deserve some caution for lots of magical elements. One female character makes a quick, ambiguous comment about her girlfriend, and there are many witty elements making fun of political correctness, such as a tiny motorcycle gang of sprites. For these reasons, Movie Guide advises caution for older children. Older children. Well, like I said, they err on the side of caution. That's Movie Guide for you. Stay tuned. Time for news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
This year, Toyota recognized Findlay Toyota Prescott as one of their finest with the President's Award. And we want to thank you for your patronage that enabled us to go above and beyond to be called one of the best of the best.
The best new cars make the best used cars with the Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program. Every car, truck, sport utility, or crossover that wears the Toyota Certified Used Vehicle badge comes with a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty and financing at low new car rates. Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com now open Sundays.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
neighbor, new in town? Come over to Oliva's Mexican restaurant for dinner tonight. Or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Oliva's, inviting you to make Oliva's your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Oliva's, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Oliva's.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Diablo Pipe Plumbing and Heating, Nazair, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Calgary Flames, live Friday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 5th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Senator Bernie Sanders hopes Arizona will feel the burn as he holds a rally this evening in Phoenix.
Sanders' Phoenix rally comes 2 days after a lackluster showing in the Super Tuesday race. It also comes the same day Elizabeth Warren has dropped out of the running. The rally at Veterans Memorial Coliseum begins at 6:30 with gates opening at 4:30. Parking is $10, cash only. In Phoenix, Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Prescott Unified School District employees will see an increase in their paychecks.
On Tuesday night, board members approved a 5% increase in salaries for the upcoming school year. Superintendent Joe Howard explains.
It was a great budget because we've grown a little bit this year. It's the second time in my 10-year career in the district office.
I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly sunny into the weekend, highs near 66 today and a breezy Friday, a very windy 61 Saturday, blowing in a 20% chance for Sunday rain and a high around 54. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 38. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a breezy weekend, sunny highs today and tomorrow near 75, 70 Saturday, cooling Sunday with the same chance for rain and a high near 64, chilling late tonight to about 43. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947. You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as you can tell by the guests we've had this week on Q&A, I have a very warm spot in my heart for Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and we have today a guest from ERAU. He's going to be talking about the wonderful International Festival that is coming up on campus. Alex Yee, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today. First of all, when is the International Festival?
So the International Festival will be held on the March 21st from 4 to 6 p.m. It is held in Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. We have an activity center, so it's going to be held there.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of food from all different kind of culture, and we have cultural performances, dances, and pretty much anything that you can kind of expect from like an international point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to introduce the international culture here.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's a good time for family and friends to come together, because the whole Prescott Valley, Chino Valley community is invited as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. As well as Embry-Riddle current students, alumni, yeah, and anyone, pretty much.
One of the reasons, among many, that I really love ERAU is you have the most diverse student body. They're from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name some of the countries that some of the students are from?
Wow.
Now, you're really from where?
So I'm from Singapore.
Okay. Yeah. And you have visited what countries?
So pretty much a lot of countries in Asia. So Singapore,
mm-hmm,
China, Taiwan, Japan, Cambodia, Malaysia, you name it.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
Now, I have to ask you, you came to America when?
I came to America in fall 2018.
That was only a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Your English is outstanding. Did you learn English in Asia?
Yeah, I did a bit of English back home in Singapore, and I kind of corrected it.
Mm-hmm.
Here when I come here.
But I bet when you talk with family, you use the native tongue, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Yes. Absolutely, sure. Well, let me ask you this, because this is the International Festival,
mm-hmm,
and you'll be spotlighting foods from the students' native countries.
Right.
Which of the foods you grew up loving do you have a tough time finding here?
Oh, yeah. So I definitely have a tough time finding authentic Asian food here,
yeah,
in Prescott. But down in Phoenix, there's actually quite a few shops that sell really authentic food. Even
mm-hmm
here in Prescott, I would say cheese cuisine is one of the closest to Chinese food.
Really?
And Toi Thai by Prescott. Yeah.
Oh, that is my favorite,
yeah,
Asian restaurant in Northern Arizona. Mm-hmm. I love Toi Thai.
Exactly. It's so good. So shout out to Toi Thai and cheese,
yes,
cuisine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, When you go shopping for foods here, do we even have a grocery store where you can buy the foods you grew up with?
I would say it's a little bit different, but most of the food that we make, we use standard groceries from, like, say, Walmart or Fry's.
And a lot of fresh produce.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So you just take the beef. It's just the way you cook it that is different.
Yeah.
So we can kind of tweak,
yeah,
a little bit and just eat.
Sure. When my wife and I go to Mesa, we stop at the Mekong Plaza, which
mm-hmm
has a very, very large Asian grocery store, several restaurants from Southeast Asia and the Pacific Rim countries. We just love going down there. But with the International Festival, you're going to have students, obviously, from all over the world,
right,
who are taking part in this. So tell us about some of the other countries that you're sure will be represented in this.
So we have a lot of different countries this year, actually, more than what we have last year. So last year it got canceled because
the snow. Yes,
right, the
wonderful
snow.
Timing. Oh,
mm-hmm,
boy,
exactly.
We had 26 inches of snow right before the festival. Yeah. So the countries again?
So the countries would be we have Japan,
mm-hmm,
Vietnam, we have China, we have Singapore, and I guess Korea. We have,
mm-hmm,
Korea as,
sure,
well. And these are just five of the countries that we have.
Sure.
And some of the... we have Saudi Arabia as well.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
And
okay,
some part of Europe. We're looking at Italy, Spain,
yeah,
and Germany. Yeah, so these are just... a few of the countries that we have. Mm-hmm. The exact list, I don't have it right now.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's, so people just start volunteering and they just start registering, and yeah. It's kind of hard to keep track of the list as of now.
Now, tell us, as a child or as a teenager mm-hmm. in Singapore, how did you first hear about Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Embry-Riddle is pretty famous, I think both in the United States and also all over the world. Mm-hmm. And so I heard that it's the most prestigious university in aviation in the States, which is also in the world. So
sure.
That's how I heard about it. And I was like, okay, you know, like I'm just going to try to apply for it. And
yeah.
I got in, fortunately.
Yeah.
So, and then that's why I'm here now.
So when you were growing up in Singapore, were you a big science fan or space aviation fan?
Oh yeah. I love science and aviation a lot. I mean, yeah. NASA is one of my favorite.
My stepdaughter works for NASA.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And she's an ERAU grad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's that's another reason ERAU mm-hmm. is very close to our hearts.
Wow.
But yeah. So let me ask you this: with these courses you're taking mm-hmm. at Embry-Riddle, what kinds of career choices are you looking forward?
Oh, personally, I want to be a commercial pilot after I graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So for personal reasons, I just want to kind of transport a group of people from one place safely to another.
Sure.
Because my parents used to travel a lot, and I used to worry, you know, when they travel in the air, and I kind of want to be the person that is responsible for yeah. everyone arriving safely to their destination to yeah. see their loved ones or for work and stuff.
Sure. You know, every time I see a jumbo jet, right. I look up at the size of it and the weight of it, mm-hmm. and I go, you know, I understand physics, but that should not be able to fly.
Exactly.
But that's why you're going to school, right?
Well, yep. Well, yes. It still amazes me how those big machines are able to fly.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you know, you just look at it like it's not supposed to work, but it does.
Exactly.
And so when you were in high school, what kinds of courses did you have to take to prepare for this kind of a university education?
Well, we took the basic courses like chemistry, physics,
mm-hmm.
Biology, which is not that important, but still important. English, that's why I can converse with you right now.
Yeah.
And mother tongue, which is Chinese. And also we took ethics, morals and ethics, and just basic sciences and math.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, calculus and stuff like that. And we took economics as well in high school, just mm-hmm. to get a general idea of how
sure.
the world works and stuff.
Yeah. At what age did you first start speaking English?
Properly, I would say 14 or 15.
How difficult is it to learn English?
Well, so when I first started learning, I still remember my very first test, my very first exam, I got like 18 out of 100 possible points. So I went a long way from there. And mm-hmm. I would say it's pretty challenging.
Yeah.
Especially I didn't speak it from a young age, but
yeah,
yeah, it's definitely worth it. Yeah.
And what makes it so difficult to learn is that English is made from so many other languages, mm-hmm. and there are so many changes to the language and everything. So, I mean, I'm looking for the word, I guess, obstacles,
right.
but it's so hard to learn. So what are your favorite subjects you're taking right now, courses you're taking at ERAU?
Right now, so this semester I'm taking a bunch of leadership courses and ethic courses and also business.
Mm-hmm.
So marketing to me personally is pretty interesting. It shows you how the world works and how to kind of market your product as well as yourself to others.
Sure.
So I think that is very useful, and I kind of like the professor as well.
Yeah.
He used to work in Boeing, and I thought that was really impressive, and the stuff he says makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also values and ethics, I think, is kind of important in all aspects of life.
You bet.
Yeah. And it teaches you how to be a human being, or at least the right way of being a human being. And I kind of appreciate that Embry-Riddle is incorporating those courses into the curriculum.
Yeah.
Which, you know, education should not just be academics. It should be personal and social and stuff like that.
So the whole person.
Yeah, it's like the whole holistic person development. I think that's important.
You know, when you combine the ethics and the business part of it, I remember when I was in college, my business professor telling me, he said, whenever you do business with someone, or you associate with somebody, keep in mind that they may not remember exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. They may not remember exactly what you did, but they will remember, always remember how you made them feel.
Exactly.
Isn't that something?
Exactly.
That's great advice for
right.
people.
That
really is.
Superb advice.
So you said your parents used to travel a lot. Tell us about your family.
Oh, so my mom, she's just a human resource director of a company.
Nice.
And because of that, she has to travel a lot. And my dad, he's a manager of a trade company. So he has to travel a lot as well.
Sure. They're based in Indonesia, correct?
No. They are. So my dad, he's in China currently.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, she's back in Singapore.
Oh, and back in
yeah,
Singapore.
But
okay.
You know the coronavirus situation. So the whole Asia economy is
boy, you know, that has got to be so difficult for so many people. In fact, I was starting to tell you before we went back on the air, I get the LA Times every day, and they say the Los Angeles Chinatown area is just suffering something terrible because people are afraid. They don't have all the facts, and they're staying away from anything they think might be risky.
Right.
I can only imagine how difficult that must be overseas because a lot of the cities over there are very, very densely populated.
Right.
And when you have a spread of anything, you want to avoid big crowds.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I just hope the situation gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we just take care of ourselves and just hope for the best, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But we have the International Festival coming up, and that is a week from Saturday.
Right.
And you said from 4 to 6 p.m., right?
From 4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, at the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. And where on the campus will that be?
It is at the Activity Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's right by the gym.
And you'll find great international foods, celebrations, cultural stories and things. It'll be a great time. Alex Yi, thank you so much for joining us today on
no
Q&A.
Problem.
Continued success in your studies.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. Stay tuned because we've got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guest to tell you about in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at KQNA.com.
Little League baseball, soccer camps, police and fire departments, charities that serve you and your neighbors. A community is made up of things like these that we do for each other. Findlay Buick GMC gives back. We donate to groups who work to build up the youth of the Quad Cities. We pay taxes that go into roads and first responders and buy local supplies from area businesses. Our dedicated Buick and GMC team members turn their work into salaries for their families and groups they support. And our professional team is made up of local residents determined to give you the best car buying experience possible and the best price. So Findlay Buick will meet or beat any dealer in the state on the same make, model, and year. Findlay GMC is Northern Arizona's source for trucks. New, pre-owned, stock, level, or lifted. We've got the professional grade you want. Findlay Buick GMC Prescott is the local dealer that works to be your best community partner. Stop in or visit FindlayBuickGMC.com and let us know what we can do for you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk.
My show is the fastest growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast moving, hilarious, hard hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Hi, I'm Bryn Stotler with the City of Prescott. The census is just around the corner, so make sure you're counted. You can respond by phone, mail, or online. The Prescott Public Library will offer online assistance in the library's training lab on the third floor. Starting in mid-March, Mondays from 10 a.m. to noon, and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. On April 1st from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, there will be a census open house. For more information, go to prescott-az.gov/2020census. Remember, our goal is counting everyone once, only once, and in the right place.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, in case you haven't bought your tickets yet to see the original great band Chicago, they will be at the Findlay Toyota Center this Sunday. And coming up Monday, we will have Sheila Anderson from the Findlay Toyota Center as one of our guests. And yes, tickets are still available to see Chicago Sunday, still with three original members, by the way. That'll be Sunday at the Findlay Toyota Center. Also coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center this Saturday at 7 p.m. It's the New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players in the Mikado. You heard me talking earlier this hour with Brad Sherwood, with his buddy Colin Mockery. They will be staging Scared Scriptless, the improv night on the 21st at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, and Mike Super, Magic and Illusion, on March 27th. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, followed by Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Then join me back here Monday with conservative pundit Sean Flanagan. He's the co-author of the United States Prosperity Index, and Sheila Anderson with upcoming events at the Findlay Toyota Center. That's Q&A Monday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.